A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey folks, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. It's a slow start to the game six of the NBA championship here. It's
hell yeah,
blistering score.
Listen, I mean, it did just start. It's not like it's a second quarter or something, but yes, it's we're still in single digits. 6-5 yeah. Halfway through the first quarter.
Massive.
That's not a good start for either team there shooting. But the Bucks are up 6-5 right now. They're up 3-2. This blows my mind because I thought maybe the Jazz blowing their 2-0 lead against the Clippers. I thought, oh my goodness, can't get worse.
How dare
than
they
that.
Do that?
And then
how
the Suns up 2-0 against the Bucks. They could go 0-for. Just like the Jazz did. Now, are you one of those guys?
Does it make you feel better for the Jazz?
Yeah, and there's a little part of me that goes, "Oh, good for the Bucks," because I have nothing.
What would be worse?
Giannis is like the nicest guy in the world. He's got like
he actually is a nice guy.
He's got like a sweet kid face, yeah. You know. And you're like, boy, and the fans boo him, and they count down all of his free throws. They go, you know, yeah. When he gets past 10, and they think he's a foul, and he's missing a ton of them,
right?
And after the game, he's like, I hope they keep doing it. You know, that's fun. This is a fun time. Yeah. Like, and I'm going, you can't be this likable Giannis, but he is, and I want him to win. And I don't want Chris Paul's whiny face to win this thing because there's that little part of me that goes, the Jazz, they could have been that person. I don't want it to happen.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you rather the Jazz go into the finals and be up 2 and lose?
No.
Or would you rather them lose early and be up 2?
What now?
Okay, so they had a 2-0 lead
in the
second round.
Let's see. Yeah.
And they lost.
Oh.
And that left a bad taste in their mouth.
2-0 in the finals lose?
Now what if they get to the finals?
Yeah.
And they're up 2 and then they lose.
Certainly
would
the heartache.
Would you feel better or would it be more disappointing?
Being in the finals is a big deal.
Even though it's the finals, you'd feel better about it?
Well yeah, because think about it. There's like there's a part of you that goes, hey man, this team made it to the finals. There are only two other guys that could take the Jazz to the finals. It was Karl Malone and John Stockton. And until somebody else takes them to the finals, this mythical, you know, this magic that those guys brought to this team.
No one cares who won or who took second in the finals. Actually, no one wins.
Scott, you
about
do.
Who
you,
cares?
Your license plate is Jordan pushed off. That's your license plate on your truck.
Well, he did. He totally did. Michael Jordan.
I don't. But that's what we certainly do here. And Western Conference champion is a pretty darn. That's a banner I'm okay with.
I don't,
across the street. Divisional champ.
A
is
Western
not what I want.
Conference final champion. You'd be okay with that?
Yes.
Oh,
Scott,
no,
you wouldn't have taken an NFC championship ring. Yeah, that's the same thing.
I just take a win in the playoffs. <It's> like,
I knew that was going to hurt you. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Okay,
I've just think
Western Conference champs would be a massive deal. And you know what it would have been? It would have been the area we thought they should have gotten to.
We would have been.
It would have been the level.
Yes.
Yeah. We thought that's what they would have.
I think
able
even
to
getting to the Western Conference Finals would have been an acceptable exit.
Yeah. Now there's no banner that comes with that one.
No.
Western Conference semifinal champion. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway.
But it's a 2-game lead. You're just like, come on.
How did they blow it?
How can you not win that?
Yeah. And I get it. I mean, And the Suns will be kicking themselves if they can't pull this thing off either. Yeah. But I mean, they were just it was unbelievable the runs they were having in Game 5, and I couldn't believe they didn't win that game. But the Bucks just kept coming back. Bucks are up 10-5 right now in the first quarter. All right, Scott, I wanted to bring this up here. Apparent reports are that Taysom Hill is just going to be the starting quarterback for the Nolan Saints. Okay, that's the inside scoop there. So my question is. Knowing that that could be the possibility, this quote-unquote, open competition between Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, it looks a little bit more like the edge right now is Taysom Hill. Maybe not so much necessarily that there was an actual competition, but that they are saying, hey, we want to give this guy a shot. The competition is going to be if he doesn't do it, then we're going to come and then we're going to go up over to Jameis Winston and have him take us to the promised land. What are your thoughts on how Taysom Hill, I want to know how Taysom Hill gets to that next level as a quarterback, because so far we've seen him as a gadgety guy. We've seen him as somebody who is not known for throwing touchdown passes, but he has certainly had to reinvent himself, not just from the first version of himself that had to be reinvented as well. Now he has to be a real quarterback.
Well, I 100% agree with this whole statement, and I think I've even mentioned it before, where it would just make so much more sense. You have to start with a Taysom Hill because of the unique nature of his game. And I think it's – I don't want to say Sean Payton's bored, but I think he's super excited about the potential of what this could be with Taysom Hill and all the different types of wrinkles and how he could incorporate a talent into the whole package of how they play. And he's just a different type of player than Drew Brees, and I would hope that the fans aren't expecting that, because he's not a Drew Brees kind of player. He's unique, and he's so fast, he's so athletic, and he gives you so many more weapons and options, and especially on those critical third and short distances. But on top of just, I think, look, this guy is clearly going to be the guy, and I agree with that. I really do. That doesn't shock me or surprise me.
So you don't want to see like a camp battle between the two guys.
It's not going to be what's happening at BYU. It's really not. But in some regard, it's similar. And Jaren Hall is that kind of athletic quarterback. He brings a different dimension. But if you look at even the pace structure of these guys, you know, a top flight quarterback in the NFL now is in that $33 to $40 million range. And so between the two of Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, their salaries kind of add up together, are about a quarterback. And so I think the Saints, even how they've structured
that sounds
things.
So bad. Hey, you guys, our salaries together and our skills together, we almost make a quarterback here in New Orleans, man.
Well, but what they've done, and I think it's actually smart, is they've said there's a uniqueness to Taysom Hill, and we wanna explore that. We're not convinced that maybe he's an everyday guy. We don't know, or maybe he is. Maybe he'll develop into that guy. And if he doesn't, then we have someone here who can win for us, in a traditional way, in a traditional quarterback, you know, style. I mean, Jameis Winston is no slouch. I mean, he's put up good numbers, and with Sean Payton, he's certainly a guy that can flourish in the NFL without question. He's a guy that can do well. So. I actually think it's quite smart on the Saints' part in where they are. Taysom Hill, I believe, could be the most dynamic player maybe in the NFL playing quarterback, actually. Just because of he's so athletic and he's so durable.
You always say something, and that is, you give me 5 minutes and I can tell you if this guy's going to make it.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the case this year? Like when Taysom Hill gets under center as the now starter, we've seen him under center before, and we've seen him even start games before, but it's a different starting situation now. So will you be able to tell in those first 5 minutes, so to speak, if Taysom Hill
I don't know
is
that
the
it's,
guy?
Yeah, I don't know if it's different than how he came in last year. I mean, he came in real games, in real situations, and played well. Where you're going to find out if Taysom Hill can play or not is not in the first couple of weeks or the first couple of – it's going to be – because I think he can play. Okay, I have no question. Throwing, that they're going to challenge him. They're going to that they're ultimately going to challenge to see if he can consistently throw the football to win. And it looks like he can, but wait and see him after 4 weeks. Wait and see him after 6 weeks, where teams have started to pick up on the tendency, and can he make adjustments in his game, and can he still flourish? You know, being a guy that a flash in the pan, win a few games here and there, a lot of people can do that, but consistently doing it through a season and through a long career, there's not a lot of guys that can do that.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back and we'll peer into the crystal ball that is the Scott Mitchell crystal ball. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.